going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Case Spira is the entertainment journalist for NOLA.com and the Times-Picayune. And Keith joins us on the air this afternoon to talk about a very special fundraiser that is coming up for somebody who was very close to him, and I was happy to help him out in promoting this event. Sounds like it's going to be a great event, Keith.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's a great show for a great cause. I'm talking about this Sunday night, Rock for Ages, a night of love for Scott Ages over at Tipitina's. For those who don't know, Scott Ages was the guy that had my job before me. He was the original pop music critic at the Times-Picayune. You know, incredibly enough, the Picayune didn't have a full-time non-classical music writer until they created the position in 1989 and gave it to Scott. So he did it for a number of years. Then he went on to do other things. He managed bands. He worked for the Jazz and Heritage Foundation, producing the Crescent City Blues and Barbecue Festival and other events. He worked for the city in economic development for a while, promoting bands. And he also played in a couple bands. So right now, he is fighting brain cancer. And obviously, it's a very difficult battle, emotionally, physically, financially. So on Sunday night at Tipitina's, a whole bunch of New Orleans musicians are getting together to play the songs of Tom Petty at Tipitina's. Scott's a big fan of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So on Sunday night at Tips, you're going to have people like Samantha Fish, Susan Cowsill, Paul Sanchez, C.C. Adcock, John Papa Grow, Aaron Wilkinson, Jim McCormick, all these folks doing songs by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. It's going to be like a very unique New Orleans take on one of the great rock and roll catalogs of all time, all of it for a good cause to support Scott.
Boy, that's going to be at such a classic New Orleans venue too, Tipitina's. And you know, Sunday night is, it's going to be like Saturday night since Memorial Day is Monday. A lot of people will have off. So some people are going to be looking for an excuse to party, and this would be a great reason to do that. So it's a Sunday night at Tips. What time does it start, Keith?
Doors are going to open at 7. The show's going to start at 8 with a set by the band Royal Finger Bowl, which is one of the bands that Scott managed. Then we're going to do a quick set change, and then the Tom Petty portion of the show will start about 9. I'm actually the MC for the show. You know, only Scott could make it possible for a guy with no musical talent such as myself to get up on stage at Tipitina's.
Keith, is Scott going to be there?
Unfortunately, he is not going to be there. He moved to Colorado a few years ago, and he's unable to make the trip, but his wife and kids are going to be there. That is the plan. And his wife is bringing along one of Scott's acoustic guitars that's going to be part of a silent auction. And we're trying to set up a live stream where he can actually watch the show from Colorado.
That would be really awesome. That's going to mean so much to his kids. You know, when people do stuff for your kids, it makes them respect you as a parent even more. And it's a very special thing when people do something for somebody's parent and the kids get to witness that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's going to show them, you know, what he meant to this music community in so many different roles. I mean, he was both, you know, out front as a critic, but then he did a lot of stuff behind the scenes to help musicians over the years. So just when you look at this lineup, I mean, it really is a great lineup. And, you know, there's been a house band that's been rehearsing that is going to back all the band leaders. So they've been rehearsing for weeks. So it's going to be a really tight show, a really interesting interpretation of Tom Petty music.
Well, hey, listen, you like Tom Petty. Who doesn't? I mean, a lot of people love Tom Petty. And just to go out and hear all these people sing Tom Petty songs, people like Susan Cowsill, that's going to be really awesome.
Oh, I mean, Susan's brilliant singing anything. And, you know, Samantha Fish,
yes.
She was on the main stage at Jazz Fest ahead of the Rolling Stones last year and Pearl Jam this year. You know, she's toured with Slash and done all these things. So, I mean, the fact that she's going to be there, you know, I'm really curious to hear what she does with some of the Petty songs.
All right. Yesterday, we taped a session of Let's Talk. It's your show on WLAE, talk show where you interview people, and you were kind enough to ask me to come on. And a great interview. It was interesting to have somebody interview me. I interview a lot of people, and it's interesting when you interviewed me. And you did a really good job. And, you know, you got me to say things about my career and my life, and I appreciate that. But right now, you don't know when it's going to air. When you say it's in the can, do you mean the toilet? Because you said we're going to keep it in the can. We're keeping it in the can.
That is an interesting expression, but no, not the toilet. You know, there have been a couple of shows that I've done that, well, maybe should have gone there, but yours was very good. You told some great stories. And, you know, it's fascinating. You know, it's interesting to hear the nuts and bolts of how you do what you do, because it's a process. You don't just magically appear in the air and, you know, do this thing. I mean, you do a lot of prep and, you know, you talk to some people that are smarter than others, I guess you would say. So, you know, you got to deal with all kinds of curveballs when you're on the air. So it's really interesting to hear how you've done it and done it for so long.
And
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The whole key is to do prep and prepare for the show, but make it sound like you're not prepared at all.
That's right.
But Keith, look, you were telling me before we started the taping, you were telling me about Scott and about this event, and I was happy to have you on to talk about it today. I'll mention this again on the show tomorrow as we head into the weekend. But you were telling me that Courtney Love had a role in you getting this position at the Times Picayune.
So long story short, so Scott didn't like country music or hair metal, so I was a freelancer in New Orleans right out of college. So he would let me freelance with a paper to write about Motley Crue and Reba McEntire and when acts like that came to town, because he didn't want to fool with them, so he let me do it. So I kind of got my foot in the door at the paper. So when he left, I was up for the job, but I didn't have any hard news experience. I didn't have a journalism degree. I'd never done hard news. So as it happened, Courtney Love was in New Orleans making a record. She went to a Green Day concert at the Lakefront Arena and got in a fight with a security guard. And it was like a big mess. And this is when Courtney was at the height of her fame. She'd just been on Barbara Walters, you know, 10 Most Fascinating People and all this sort of stuff. So Courtney calls the newspaper the next day and wants to tell her side of the story of what happened. So the editors of the paper, like, directed her to me and said, okay, you need to talk to this guy. So I talked to Courtney for like 45 minutes. She's crying. She's going, you know, off on all kinds of tangents. I finally had to cut her off and say, Courtney, I got to go. I got to write a story. So at 6 o'clock, I sit down in the newsroom at the paper, and one of the editors, Jed Horn, comes up to me and says, okay, officially, this is not your test, you know, to be a news reporter at the Times-Picayune, but you fool to not think this wasn't your audition. So basically, that was my audition. So I sat there on deadline, wrote this news story about Courtney Love getting in a fight at the Lakefront Arena, and then I got hired at the paper a couple weeks later.
Great story. Well, you do a good job, Keith. And you know, it's amazing that you didn't study journalism in college, because you certainly figured out the key to journalism and the key to writing good stories. And you don't have to go to journalism school to understand. And, you know, there are so many people in my business who really know nothing about journalism, and they don't know how to write stories, and they just don't know the basic structure of a journalistic piece. And it's kind of amazing, and in some ways it's kind of frightening.
Yeah, it is. I mean, yeah, and you know, I don't think you need to go to journalism school to know the basics, which, you know, when you write a story, A, is it accurate? B, is it fair? And C, is it a good read? You know, that's the order of priority that every story is, that, you know, that I write and that a good journalist writes. Yeah. It's got to follow that order. You know, you want it to be accurate, you want it to be fair, but then you also want it to be, you know, to read well. So that's the key right there.
Keith, who has been your toughest interview?
Let's see, other than you, let's see. No, you know, I mean, people are, the worst is when they don't say enough. And I'm sure you've experienced that as well. I mean, when you've got to draw them out. I mean, I'd rather have somebody give me way too much material to work with. You know, some people have been a little grumpier than others, for sure. But, you know, oftentimes they want to be on their best behavior when they're talking to me, because they want, you know, they want to put themselves in the best possible light. You know, I talked to Lil Wayne years ago, and, you know, he didn't have a whole lot to say. You know, I just don't think he was very interested, quite frankly, in talking to me. But, you know, by and large, you know, I'm pretty easygoing. I'm pretty relaxed. I tend to get people to tell some good stories.
Yeah. Well, you do a great job, Keith. And look, thanks for being with us. And again, let's remind everybody, there is this special benefit going on for Scott Ages, used to be a music critic for the Times-Picayune, and help Keith Spira get his job at the Times-Picayune and NOLA.com. The special is called Rock for Ages. It's at Tipitina's Sunday night. Again, Sunday night because of Memorial Day Monday. It's going to be like a Saturday night. A lot of people are going to be out. It's at 8 o'clock, and they're going to feature the music of Tom Petty, because that was Scott's favorite music. Because of brain cancer, and that's what the benefit is for, Scott is not able to travel. He's in Colorado, but his wife and kids will be there, and they will witness what you're doing for their dad, and that's going to make a big impression on them. And, you know, I'm sure that they understand the seriousness of their dad's brain cancer, but this is going to mean a lot to them. And, you know, at least he picked somebody cool and didn't pick, like, you know, Justin Bieber, like my favorite. So everybody's going to do Justin Bieber music. At least it's Tom Petty.
No, Scott had pretty good taste, despite him not liking heavy metal or country. He had pretty good taste. So, yeah, I think it's going to be a really fun night and an emotional night as well.
All right, Keith, I appreciate you being with us. I'll remind people about this again on the show tomorrow.
I appreciate it, Scoot.
All right, Keith, take care.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.